So we're going to talk Recklink Community Cup. It's an AFL game between the Sydney Sailors, which are possibly best described as media identities, and the Western Whalers, music personalities and performers. It is an absolute highlight in the Sydney community calendar, whether you like local music, amateur sport, or just watching people in the media get tackled really, really hard on a field. More importantly, it's a huge fundraiser, with everything raised going to Recklink Australia to help provide sporting and art opportunities for disadvantaged Australians. We're going to be talking about it with Declan Burney. He's the vice captain of the Sailors and, of course, a Triple J broadcaster. Very good morning, Declan.
Hello, hello. How you doing?
I'm good. We're talking to Tirina Tate. She's with the Whalers and a regular on the Vulture's Nest right here on 2SER on a Saturday morning. Hello.
Welcome.
And Kim Tan, team manager of the Sailors. Good
hello.
Morning.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
Ahoy, ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey.
Is that how we do it? I like that.
Is it ahoy, 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 Sailors? Like every email.
What do the Whalers do?
Nay.
That's what I thought.
Nay. So, it's on again this Sunday, Henson Park, as it always is. It's not looked good for the Whalers for quite some time, has it, Tim?
No. Bear in mind, this is my first time playing, so this is the year, guys. We got this.
Oh, big call.
You're the X Factor, right. Are you?
I'm the T Factor.
But Declan, you've been in it since the get-go in Sydney, haven't you? You've played all six cups.
Yeah, it's been so much fun across the years. Probably most fun because we've won every year. But it's been great. Yeah, down at Henson Park in Marrickville, such a fun day there. As long as the sun is out, which I believe we had confirmation that it should be out.
Almost 20 tomorrow. Yep.
Nice. Beautiful on the hill there.
Yeah, yep. Really, really good. And Kim, you've been involved for quite a while as well.
Yeah, since the get-go as well. Declan and I are OGs. I guess.
Oh, geez.
there's funny level. There's a Adam Spencer used to be very involved. He pops in and out kind of thing.
Famously declaring an end to his unbeaten run of team trainer and captain last year.
Exactly. You were in the change rooms last year, Nick.
I was in the change rooms last year.
Yeah. So he sent me a picture of our very first year where we're all very seriously put our fist on our knees looking like a year six photo. Yeah.
It's kind of cute. But let's talk about what the actual Recklink group does, because this is some great sort of opportunities for disadvantaged Australians from what gets fundraised on the day.
Mm-hmm. So in New South Wales, Recklink doesn't have an office here, but they do satellite events with disadvantaged Australians. So basically, it's people who have been through rehab programs for drug and alcohol, homeless people as well. They have an art program and also a film program here in New South Wales. So they'll run a competition twice a year, and it gets judged by various industry people, and the art exhibition goes up as well. So they're actually based in Melbourne, which is where Community Cup was founded, and they roll out a variety of programs to help people out there. And obviously Recklink Community Cup is the main fundraiser for them.
And it's an incredible opportunity. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about programs that give people a boost up from, really quite some hard times.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's really cool. Now, Melbourne, as you said, it kicked off, I think, 93? Was it going back that far in Melbourne?
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. The big thing we want to know is, has Sydney crowds beaten Melbourne crowds yet? I mean, this is really important. Not even
it's
close.
It's a deep
so,
question.
No,
yeah.
Well, we're going to make that happen this Sunday for sure. Absolutely. What was I going to say? Do you think we've got it in us again, Declan? Do you think the Sailors can do it?
Well, I don't like the we. Please, you currently have both scarves on.
But Nick has been a part of the Sailor camp.
No, come on, man.
I think we do. Training's not always a great guide. The Whalers always look good in training. You guys were pretty silky on last Tuesday. But
that's right. That's why Shane Mumford was hanging out with us. Just saying.
We had Heath Shaw. He's the legend.
Of all time, no.
We shall see. But
we shall see, indeed. Or,
hopefully, as per usual, the Whalers have a beer and a smoke at halftime, and they go downhill from there.
It's
a new regime now. We got this. I can't even tell you. And I'll tell you why, because we've got some fantastic female players. I'm not including myself in that one this year. Unfortunately, we have We have lost our vice captain, Vaughn. She's injured because we also play together in the Saturday League. But I think we've got it. I'm feeling strong. I'm feeling proud to be a Whaler. Don't really know what it means, but
it's a Lightfoot infantry horse.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
I've got to ask you, why the Whalers when you could have easily been on the sailor side of the fence?
Because I didn't know.
They tricked her. That's what they do.
They didn't tell me, but no, look, I do stand-up comedy, so that's how I jump into the performer side, but so it's been great to be part of it. It's been a really good experience so far, everyone's so welcoming, so if you can get involved, come down and watch, or even if you are one of us and come play, that'd be fantastic.
It is a great idea, because gates are open at 11. Are we still looking for volunteers to come down on the day and help out?
Yeah, we sure are. So we need bucket shakers, I've been saying. So people to help man
We've
the
We've got
gates.
To come up with a better way of putting that in a bucket shaker.
I'd pay for a bucket shaker.
So people to help collect up. So it's $5 entry for adults, free entry for children. We need people to man the gates, essentially, for Henson Park, and it will take turns and shifts. We'll provide lunch and also some water. The best person to contact is our event manager, Adam Yee, who's also team manager for the Whalers. His email address is Adam, A-D-A-M, R for Roger, YEE at iCloud.com.
At iCloud.com.
Okay. Yeah.
No judgment. It's
we're
fine.
A charity.
We will have that up on the 2SER.com website. Should have said, of course, it's not just the footy game itself. There's a whole lot of other activities on the day. You can see music.
Yep. So we'll have music at the Vic on the Park for the after party. So once the game wraps up, so we'll head on over to the Vic on the Park, which is a bit of a walk, but it's worth it.
20 minutes down the road, it's fine.
Carrying out.
Wait. We have to play
trophy.
And walk as well to the park?
Something like that.
There better be beers along the way.
And I've got to say, that cup just gets filled with beer and passed around on the way down there. It's quite embarrassing, actually. Yeah. It does need a good washout. Guys, I'm going to be there. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. As we said, if you want to come down, gates open at 11, first bounce at 2, $5 on the door, free for kids, eat some food, drink some stuff, and help raise some money for an incredibly good cause. T, Declan, Kim, great to have you on.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.